broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Nut Out continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May the 7th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to bust out and protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. On your radio, in the traditions of our founding fathers, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking on the mainstream press like never before. You know what? The supreme law of the land is key, ladies and gentlemen. The checks and balances are brilliant. One of the great keys to restoring the republic in the traditions of our founders. You know what? We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. My co-host, Kirk Crosby, not with me today. He's out with family. And so there you have that. I'm disappointed in Donald for so many reasons. It's starting to just stack up, folks. Right? I mean, it's just starting to be like, what? What is Donald doing? Right? Let me give an example of a headline to kind of make the point of my concern. Former border chief, guy's name is Mark Morgan, right? He's Donald Trump's pick to lead the immigration enforcement, right? President Trump on Sunday named, listen to this, a former Obama administration official who has embraced some of Donald Trump's positions on immigration to lead this thing. Yeah. What do you think of that? Are you comfortable with Donald doing that? I'm not. I'm not comfortable with the president doing that at all. Donald says he's going to get hard on the border. Now, this Mark Morgan guy might agree with some things from the Donald, but not much. He's going to undermine things. So Donald continues to double down in swamp monster fashion. Not only does he hire a bunch of people from the Bush administrations, but we're talking about the Obama administration, the Clinton administration. Donald Trump getting his picks from more and more and more insiders, and even more blatantly insiders that are flat out against him at every turn. And I don't get, does Donald not see this? Does Donald not even understand this is happening, or what on earth is going on with our president? Last hour, I finished the hour talking about Donald Trump embraces traditional fundraising that he once shunned. Believe it or not, about 200 bundlers. That means secret money, folks. 200 plus bundlers from across the country are expected to gather Tuesday, which means today, at the Donald Trump International Hotel. And they're going to meet and they're going to raise money. And they say that Donald Trump now has patterned his fundraising after George W. Bush's big fundraising campaign. So now Donald going to all the lobbyists, going to all the swamp that he once rejected, criticized, said, we're not doing it that way. We're different. Now, former border chief Mark Morgan is Trump's pick to lead immigration enforcement. This is an Obama administration official. Are you kidding me? Now, you think that's bad enough. You say, Sam, come on now. So he's raising money like a bigwig now. So what? Okay, so he's putting this Mark Morgan in charge of the border now, you know, a former Obama official. Those are two pretty rough things. But here's the third one. You ready? Are you sure you're ready? In one border battle, the restriction side has lost. You say, what? Donald Trump is moving ahead with a plan to let 30,000 extra seasonal workers come back to America this summer. The Wall Street Journal reports. Can you believe this? I kid you not. Donald Trump has caved. Let me say this again, this headline. In one border battle, the, quote, restriction side has lost. President Trump is moving ahead with a plan to let 30,000 extra seasonal workers come back to America this summer, the Wall Street Journal reports. What is Donald doing, folks? And the answer is he's listening to the lobbyists and the folks with big money, because if he's going to take their money, if he's going to take the lobbying, the bundling, the inside Republican swamp side of the scale, then he's going to have to comply, folks. So President Donald Trump is moving ahead with a plan to let 30,000 extra seasonal workers come back to America for the summer. The U.S. usually allows about 66,000 H-2B, right? H-2B is in Bravo, visa workers to enter the country annually. 33,000 in winter and about 33,000 in the summer. Their goals to take lower-skilled jobs with employers like holiday resorts, fisheries, county fairs, landscaping companies, etc. Half of them went to horticultural and agricultural jobs in 2017. But that number will now hit 96,000 as the Trump administration sides with allies over abortion restrictionists. That pits the White House against the group Numbers USA, etc. What do you think of that? Donald caving on every front, as far as I can see. I don't understand it. Well, I do understand it. I told you how it was in the beginning. Donald's a swamp monster. He's a rich cat, insider, his whole life. And his friends are these swamp monsters. That's how you get things done in the biggest, one of the most corrupt cities in the nation, New York. You got to go along to get along. And you make deals, backroom secret deals. Donald's great, the art of the deal. He mentioned it. The art of the deal was this. We know the American people are going to reject inside politicians and somebody else might win. So Donald played the cards so well. And the Trump card was he was an outsider. Americans wanted an outsider. They were sick of the swamp. They're going to do something. Let's elect the consummate outsider, Donald. And everybody was against him, they pretended. And it worked beautifully. Americans doubled down in support of the Donald. And Donald said, I'm an outsider and I'm going to battle for you. And the insiders all hated his guts. But now, over time, the insiders are beginning to love the Donald. They love him, especially when he takes their money and he listens to their bundlers, secret money, which means, hey, I can control you without even you even understanding exactly who I am. Right? And now they're gaining more and more and more control of the Donald, and you see Donald's policies shifting to the left, shifting against the America great idea. You see it. You got Mark Morgan, an Obama administration official running immigration. And now instantly President Trump is moving ahead with a plan to increase the amount of seasonal workers coming to America, right? So I don't think Donald's genuine in any of this anymore, folks. Look, when he campaigns against war and we have more war. When he campaigns against immigration and now we have more immigration. He campaigns against big money, lobbyists, bundlers, inside swamp monsters, cash. And then now he's just flat out on the take. What has Donald been doing that he's been standing up for? So one of the other issues, Donald Trump has really beat up the mainstream press. Right? I mean, Donald has really taken on the media, you would say. But I don't see it that way. Let me give an example. There's a big difference in the rhetoric of Donald and the reality of Donald. Does that make sense? Let me say that again. There's a big difference between the groups that are real and what they say and what they do. So let me give you an example. The headline says, we have freedom of speech in America. Trump reacts to the Facebook ban. And Donald's telling you how evil Facebook is and how evil the New York Times are and how evil. But the headline also says Facebook purging major conservatives, but allows left-wing calls to violence to thrive. Now, headline says Donald Trump Jr. hits out at Facebook censorship campaign over Alex Jones ban. What does that even mean? It means they're just criticizing the mainstream press because they know you and I want to hear that. We applaud. We cheer. We start to look the other way at all the snafus and all the faux pas of the Donald and the administration. And we say, hey, you know what? At least Donald's taking on the media, man. Telling you right now, he's taking them on. But when Donald wants to get the word out, where does he go? He goes to Twitter. He hangs out with secret meetings with his buddy Jack Dorsey over there at Twitter. It's one of the guys that has been the most belligerent in blocking conservatives of anybody. But Donald has a secret meeting with Jack Dorsey, and they come out big buddies. What's that all about? And so, you know, you would say, Sam, you're just out to get the Donald now, aren't you? No, I'm not. But I am out to tell the truth. And I'm telling you, when Donald Trump Jr. hits out against Facebook censorship campaign over Alex Jones ban, and Donald says we have freedom of speech in America, Trump reacts to Facebook ban. But what do you see since Donald took office? I see less freedom of speech than before Donald ever got there. How about you?
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Sam Bushman live on your radio, breaking it down like no other, folks. So I'm really frustrated with the Donald. Yeah, you got headlines like a lone trader shook the world's financial system. New York Times, story of a guy back in 2018, not even an American, a Swiss guy that literally almost took down the whole global financial system. Go research it in the New York Times if you don't believe me. And then Donald runs around going, oh, the Federal Reserve, man, they're bugging me. They're not holding interest rates really low for me. Donald, are you even in the game, buddy? Trump embraces traditional fundraising that he once shunned. Shocking article. About 200 bundlers are meeting today at the Donald Trump International Hotel to figure out how to make sure that Donald Trump gets funded by all the lobbyists and all the swamp monsters he can get. Patterned after the George Bush bundling fundraising fiasco, right? Now, former border chief Mark Morgan, a former Barack Obama administration official, joins the Donald and is Trump's pick to lead immigration enforcement, folks. I kid you not. But it gets worse. Now, President Trump is moving ahead to let more illegals come on H-2B visas. Yeah, used to be like 66,000 on the average, 33 in the summer, 33,000 in the winter. Now, Donald wants it to be 96,000 this summer. Donald says we have freedom of speech in America. Trump reacts to the Facebook ban. His son even goes on and speaks out. Donald Trump Jr., who's been on this radio broadcast, strikes out at censorship of Facebook, of Alex Jones and others. Even Tucker Carlson speaking out and says, hey, man, Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, and others, extremists are being banned from Facebook, and Tucker Carlson's calling it fascist. Now, they say other extremists. I don't understand that. I'm taking that word out of the headline. The extremists are the swamp folks. The extremists are the bundlers. The extremists are the behind-the-scenes folks who literally control Donald like a puppet, baby. Tucker Carlson says that Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Milo, and others being banned from Facebook is fascism. Now, I agree. You want to know why? Because Facebook, you pretend it's a private company, but the fact is it takes federal government dollars big time. These companies didn't come out of nowhere. Mark Zuckerberg didn't just start this in his college dorm with no money and turn it into a global phenomenon of billions of users. That isn't true. Donald acts like he hates Facebook, but I'm asking you guys a question. Did you have more freedom of speech before Donald took office or now? See, you believe that he's defending you by attacking the media. But the reality is, while he attacks the media, all he does is push the envelope further and further and further. And then based on this extremist ideology, based on allowing terms like racist and bigot and whatever take the cake, we actually have less freedom now under 2 years of Donald than we had under 8 years of Barack. You could say I'm crazy, but I challenge you. Come on the radio at 866-986-6397 and debate me on this thing. All right. For example, Facebook said groups that do things that are dangerous. What exactly does that mean? Asks Tucker Carlson. Does that mean dangerous like hurting other people? Dangerous as in saying things that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like and or thinks that are bad for business? Tucker's right. But get a load of what Facebook calls these people. Remember how I told you it's all about the names, right? Neo-Nazi sympathizer Milo Yiannopoulos. Anti-Muslim bigot Laura Loomer. Far-right YouTuber Paul Joseph Watson. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. And white supremacist Paul Nehlen, a failed Republican congressional candidate. Nation of Islam minister Louis Farrakhan. For his record of anti-Semitic rhetoric. Do you see what I mean? Okay. Donald isn't standing up for against the media. I mean, he talks a good talk. He talks a great game. A lot of people believed the Donald in the beginning. I didn't, but I warned you. And I did say it's good that he's at least speaking out on it because it's better than doing nothing. But I submit to you, it isn't genuine. Donald said he was going to change libel laws. But right after Donald gets, what, elected? James Edwards and crew literally sue because they called him a leader of the Ku Klux Klan? Not only is James not a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, he's never even been a member. But the mainstream press newspaper got away with labeling him as such, and the courts came back and said, based on Aesop's fable, it's about the company you keep, and therefore, hey, they can call him a KKK leader. No problem. And Donald says we're going to go after libel and slander, and Donald does nothing. I've done everything that I can to try to let Donald know about James Edwards' case, but Donald remains silent. as he goes to the New York Times and to Jack Dorsey's Twitter. Twitter has been one of the greatest organizations that have shut these people down. Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey of Facebook and Twitter have been two of Donald's best friends. How do I know? Well, he argues with them to make you believe they're not friends, but at the end of the day, Donald Trump sits down with Jack Dorsey in a secret meeting. Right? So what do you think of that? Now, let me give you an example to make the point, to highlight it even further. Bernie Sanders is at a, he's in Iowa, speaking out for his campaign and such like that. And he basically has a protester speak up. And what Bernie Sanders does is this. Listen carefully. Bernie Sanders shouts down protester in Iowa. He says, quote, "I've got the mic and I'm louder than you are," writes Raw Story. You literally have Bernie Sanders doubling down and in your face. "I'm a politician. I have the mic. You're not even welcome here." Right? Wow. Right? What's going on with this stuff? And you can say, "Sam, you're grasping at straws. It's not like you think." And then I would say, fresh off his Twitter meeting, according to Vanity Fair magazine, fresh off of his Twitter meeting, Donald Trump continues complaining about media. Trump, Twitter, and Jack Dorsey. What gives with this? Trump's meeting with Jack Dorsey tops the news. Trump's Twitter problem, he has less followers than Obama. Did you know that? Rolling Stone magazine documents that. All right, Donald Trump meets with CEO Jack Dorsey at the White House. Right? What do you think of that? It was a closed-door meeting. So headline says this. Right? Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey meets Donald Trump in closed door meeting. That's the Washington Post, folks. Are they lying? I'm just telling you. At the White House, he meets. I don't know what gives, but I'm not comfortable with any of this. Are you guys? Donald criticizes and we think he's genuinely frustrated with the media, but I don't believe it. Right? Closed door meeting at the White House. What gives of that? Wow. All right. Anyway, I digress on this, but I'm telling you, it's just amazing what we're seeing here. Now, did you see failed Donald Trump nominee Stephen Moore? That was the guy for the Federal Reserve, right? I actually liked Stephen Moore till I found out he wasn't for gold and silver. Yeah. He's an economist and he's always stood up in my mind for free freedom principles. Not free trade, but freedom principles. Fair trade, honest market, right? The free market. Enterprise, etc. I liked Stephen Moore in the past. But now I found out he's not really a gold or a silver guy, so I'm not really too for him. I'd love to see what he says about that. But anyway, here's the headline. Failed Trump nominee, Stephen Moore, quote, "If I'm such a scoundrel and a sexist, then why did CNN have me on every night?" he asks. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former Army soldier convicted of killing an Iraqi prisoner is receiving a pardon from President Trump. Michael Vahena was sentenced to 25 years in prison for killing an alleged Al-Qaeda insurgent in 2008. His sentence eventually was reduced to 15 years. He was paroled in 2014. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Vahena had support from senior members of the military, adding he is entirely deserving of a full pardon from President Trump. New details about a Russian airliner that was struck by lightning and caught fire and made an emergency landing in Moscow on Sunday. Russian investigative committee members have shared their latest information, one of them speaking through a translator.
That the pilots, the dispatchers, and other technical staff were underqualified, that the plane had a mechanical issue, and the bad weather conditions.
41 people were killed, and this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. U.S. entrepreneurs continue to project a strong business outlook despite a slight dip in economic confidence, according to the Spring 2019 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report. Nearly 70% plan to expand and more than half predict rising revenues. Even as growth remains a focus, entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect against potential threats to their business. Nearly two-thirds have a business continuity plan in the event of a natural disaster, while the majority have taken steps to prepare for an economic downturn and secure data against a cyber breach. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business, Bank of America.
Small business owners remain optimistic about their business outlook and their ability to grow in the year ahead. However, while most entrepreneurs are taking steps to protect their business from potential threats such as natural disasters, an economic downturn, or a cyber breach, a sizable number still are not.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
A controversial so-called heartbeat abortion bill expected to become law in Georgia this morning when Governor Kemp will reportedly sign the bill, making most abortions illegal once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel today, nor the German Foreign Minister as scheduled. A spokesperson for Pompeo is citing pressing issues as the reason for why he had to cancel the Berlin meetings at the last minute. The world's most famous golfer, the newest recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, following a visit to the White House yesterday.
Today is my privilege to award our nation's highest civilian honor to one of the greatest athletes in the history of sports, Tiger Woods.
Trump praising Woods as a global symbol of American devotion and drive. Woods having won the Masters this year after a major championship slump that's gone on for years. And this is USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So I submit to you that Donald Trump isn't really genuine at all. All right, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey meets with Donald Trump at a closed-door meeting at the White House. Donald very critical of Jack, critical of Twitter, although that's where Donald gets his whole platform. Why would you criticize the place that gave you your whole platform? Twitter kicking off all kinds of conservatives, Donald complaining about it, but then he meets privately, coming out telling you Jack Dorsey's awesome. Failed Donald Trump nominee Stephen Moore says, quote, if I'm such a scoundrel and a sexist, why did CNN have me on every night? And this highlights the point that I'm making quite well, right? This highlights, incredible, the point that I'm making very well. You know, Stephen Moore getting criticized by the mainstream press, but yet CNN has him on every night. Same thing why Donald Trump crazes or attacks the New York Times, but yet appears on the New York Times or, you know, exclusive interviews all the time. His favorite place to roll out information, the NYT, baby. He threatened to sue him and shut him down on the campaign trail. But now it's almost his favorite gig spot, right? Okay, this is all political theater, folks. This is all dishonest deception. This is all immoral playing the people for suckers, making you believe that they really want to stop these shenanigans in the media, making you believe that the media really is an enemy of the people. Well, that's true. But it's only an enemy of the people because they carry the water for the inside swamp. And now Donald By backing into campaign funding bundling from the swamp, Donald will not be able to break away from the swamp. You think the first 2 years were disastrous? The next two, when he's backed by the swamp, are going to be one huge frog leap to the mainstream, to the mid, to the center, to the left, to the whatever you want to call it. When you put an immigration czar in place that's a former Obama administration official, Mark Morgan, you think that's going to have Donald be stronger on immigration or weaker? Right? Wow. Anyway, our prayers are that we can have the truth, folks, but I'm telling you right now, I don't believe Donald is genuine. There's too many things he's literally flopping on. And now you've even got the Mitt Romneys finding a way to be part of the bundling for the Donald. To where now you can have Romney and Donald on the same side of the discussions. You think he's going to stand with the Mike Lees and the Rand Pauls when he's doubling down and taking bundling cash and involvement from the Mitt Romneys of the world? Mitt Romney understands that if he wants to be presidential candidate in 2024, he's got to let Donald run out his course in 2020. If Donald loses, Romney comes back and says, I'm the real guy. I'm the real deal conservative. If Donald wins, then Romney just comes on the heels of that and says, I better get in line in the good old boys network of the swamp, because that's how this is played. And I guess when I tried before in 2012, it just wasn't my turn. When we share power with the Democrats as the swamp monsters, it was the Democrats' turn to take hold. Then when they got it back, hey, I'm going to criticize the Donald because I think he's an outsider. But Donald schnookered the Romney. And Romney realized Donald is the consummate insider. And he better kowtow to the Donald of the good old boys network, or he's not going to have a chance on Hades to win. Call me crazy, but I'm telling you right now, you look at the landscape and what has Donald moved the needle on? He's placated some Christians by focusing on Christian principles, and I commend him for that. He stood for pro-life and he's right as rain. He has backed off on some taxes, which is a small prize. Good. I'm glad. But in every other category that I see, Donald Trump promised so many things and he's delivering on none of them. Less war. We see more. Not going to, you know, use the big swamp monster's money. He lied. He is. In fact, he's patterning his new campaign for 2020 and his bundling fundraising plans after George W. Bush's plan, right? I don't mean to be rude, but the Donald is digging in a very, very negative way. Donald criticizes the media, says how evil they are, but that's where he goes to get out his word when he wants to Jack Dorsey, and then they, you know, mirror it to Facebook, and then it goes to the New York Times and CNN and Fox, and all the mainstream networks are still in their place. Think about that. Donald promised that he would get rid of gun-free zones. First day, baby, was what he said. Now, the Democrats are going for broke on gun control, and the Republicans are secretly behind the scenes going along, and Donald doesn't have the guts to stand up. We've lost more gun rights under the Donald than we did under Barack Obama, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I do have one good news thing, but it's very scary in its implications. Are you ready for this? The Pentagon quietly stopped training Afghan pilots after 40% of cadets deserted while in the United States. So let me get this straight. The Pentagon is training Afghan pilots, but they quietly stopped training Afghan pilots after 40% of the cadets deserted while in the United States. Think about that for a minute. 40% of cadets literally defect. They literally desert while in the U.S. And they're over here being trained under who? The Barack and the Trump administrations. Can you believe that? Polls show that Joe Biden leads race in the Democratic presidential race. What do you think of that? It's amazing. Citing the Iranian threat, U.S. sends carrier group and bombers to the Persian Gulf. It is beyond imagination. Ken Utah, you're on the radio.
Yeah, Sam, you're inspiring a lot of out-of-the-box thinking here. I couldn't help, this is, so I'm going to throw my two cents worth in. What do you think if maybe President Trump is trying to look at Romney as a VP candidate, push Pence aside? All indications are that Pence is the man, which means that maybe we need to think that that's not the case and that Romney's trying to wiggle his way in on this thing so that he can then roll over into being the president, which I think is his ultimate goal.
That's certainly a possibility. I kind of believe what it'll be is it'll be Donald and Mike. Donald will win in 2020, and then it's going to be Romney and some other liberal kind of coming back for the 2024. So in other words, the Republicans will move far to the left, and so will the Democrats. The whole landscape will be remade. And I think Donald's really helped in remaking this landscape by his rhetoric, by telling you how evil the media is. But listen, while Donald tells you how bad the media is, which media is getting shut down? Which media is losing funding? Which media is on the ropes? It isn't the ones he's criticizing. That's where he goes to get his word out, right?
So Sam, do you think that if President Trump was and the DOJ was doing their job right, they would ensure that these megaliths Facebooks and YouTubes would be prosecuted for, what's that term, I forget, monopolies? Because that's what the government's there to do, is to protect us from monopolies, make sure the landscape is fair, but it's not.
Yeah, but that's where the government literally built Facebook and literally built Twitter and literally built a lot of these things. There's been government money in it from the start. Google right on through.
That's really what we should have. Shouldn't an honorable President Trump be fighting that fight now?
Yes. Now, he says he's fighting it. He criticized Jack Dorsey.
Fraud that is very possible to turn everything around with all these illegal voters coming in and whatnot. I mean, that's to me the biggest thing that's coming.
So he criticized Jack Dorsey, but then he had a closed door meeting with Jack and came out and praised Jack.
Hmm.
See what I mean? They're all on the take, and Donald's proof. Let me ask you this. Do you have more press freedom before Donald started or after?
It is not debatable.
We have much less. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
Do you have more war or less war since Donald took the helm?
Well, you know, License to Lie, Sidney Sheldon. I'm just about finishing
Amen.
That book. Just blown away by the corruption in the DOJ and how these people get themselves promoted up line with their successful lies. That's what's blowing my mind. We got to clean this up. How do we do it?
Well, Donald Trump promised on the campaign trail that he's getting rid of gun-free zones first day. Do you have more gun control under Donald or less? The answer is there's been more assaults on our gun rights under the Donald than there was under Barack.
Up.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed.
Back at you.
Wow. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to criticize President Trump, but I am trying to get your feet on the ground and deal with reality. Reality is things as they really are. Would you agree? Well, if that's the case, do you have more gun rights or less under the Donald? Do you have more or less war under the Donald? Do you have more or less press freedom under the Donald?
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
So I know, ladies and gentlemen, it sounds like I'm being super hard on the Donald, and to some degree I am. But I'm not here to attack the president. All I know is the president runs around and says, we have freedom of speech in America. And thank heavens, to some degree we do, but a whole lot less than we did before his administration started. I'll tell you that right now. Donald says, hey, we are not a socialist nation. We will never be a socialist nation. Little does he know, we are in huge, I'm going to use the Donald phrase, in huge measure, right? Don't tell me we're not a socialist nation. We've got socialism going on everywhere. From the government schools right on down to Social Security, the biggest Ponzi scheme the world's ever known, right on down to the Federal Reserve, the author of fake money. Donald likes to criticize the Fed when they don't lower interest rates to his satisfaction, but he's not really to take on the Fed. Remember, all he puts on the Fed board is swamp monsters. Stephen Moore was a good guy. They put him on, but you know what? He got shut down in a heartbeat. But I tell you, the Pentagon quietly stopped training Afghan pilots after 40% of the cadets deserted while they were in the United States, folks. Where are these cadets now? Are they planning mayhem in America? I pray the answer is no. Are they going back to Afghanistan to fight another fight and fight against our men and women in uniform? What's going on? This is what I mean by you don't know the truth and the headlines aren't trumpeted by Trump or by the mainstream press. Donald attacks the mainstream press in political theater, but he doesn't do anything to shut them down or to create accountability or to arrest for criminal activity. Look, we did not find proof of Russian meddling, just like Donald said, but we did find proof of Facebook and Twitter being used for election tampering. How come those guys aren't in prison? Because Donald loves them. He loves to criticize them because it stirs the people up. It keeps the people focused on the wrong hand for the magic trick. Citing uranium threat, U.S. sends carrier group and bombers to the Persian Gulf. We're literally cranking up war on so many fronts, it's beyond imagination, folks. Got to crank it up with the Afghans. Got to crank it up with Syria. Got to crank it up with Russia. Got to crank it up with China. Got to crank it up with Venezuela. We're in over 130-plus nations militarily. Donald hasn't retracted any war agenda. He's surrounded by absolute belligerent war hawks. Now, the Republicans are having a battle. Wyoming Republican Mike Enzi announces he's retiring from the Senate, folks. So Mike Enzi out. What do you think of that? He's been in the Senate for what, 30 years or something like that? 20 plus years? You have more and more and more of these people resigning. What's up with that? Anyway, I just find it fascinating how I think we're just deceived on this stuff, folks. Let me give you an example. Senator asking Chief Justice to probe FISA court abuse. Right? Democrats' dossier used as evidence to spy on the Trump campaign. The Attorney General the Justice Department, the Inspector General, and the Senate are all investigating. And now a senator says that he will ask the Supreme Court Justice John Roberts to investigate. What is the issue? The Obama administration's use of a political opposition research dossier to obtain permission from a foreign surveillance court to spy on the Trump campaign back in the 2016 election. Well, if this is all true, folks, why are we just starting to look into it 2 years later? The answer is so they can make sure that they bring the political theater to your door. You feel like, by golly, they're going to get somebody now. They're not going to get anybody. 2 years ago, Donald chanted with his crowds, lock her up. Now, no one's even investigating Hillary in a legitimate sense. You say, oh, yeah, Sam, they're looking into the emails. Are they? We already know they destroyed evidence. Yeah, we already know they literally violated the law and destroyed evidence under penalty of perjury, under subpoena authority. They literally purged evidence, destroyed it, and they lied about it. And then they got caught and eventually admitted it. And we already reported on this program while Donald and crew were under attack by the Barack administration. Turns out the Barack administration had the emails all along for Hillary. They were in the White House. The FBI knew about it. The Justice Department knew about it. Barack knew about it. But the mainstream press ran around and told you they lost the emails. All that was a buying time tactic. They knew this before the Trump election, but they kept it on the down low till after the election. This is absolute campaign fraud. This is absolute FBI, Justice Department, Russia, in bed with Hillary Clinton on uranium deals, all in bed with Facebook and Twitter to manipulate the election results. And now a senator is asking Chief Justice to probe FISA court abuse. You think that's going to go anywhere? You're going to ask John Roberts. Now, John Roberts is the ultimate fixer, isn't he? Yeah. So you think John Roberts is going to get to the bottom of this? John Roberts has been a disappointment ever since he got involved. I don't have any confidence in John Roberts at all, do you? This is the guy that, what? Wasn't he the guy that fixed healthcare? Let me ask you, is John Roberts the guy that fixed health care? Wow. Think about that. John Roberts, isn't he the guy? Right? Isn't he the one? He's the 17th and current Supreme Court Justice of the United States. He's been there since 2005. Is this guy your friend? Yeah, you kind of wonder, John Roberts' health care. Right? Did he go against the Republicans? They try to get rid of health care. The headlines say this: conservatives steamed at Justice Roberts' betrayal. Politico. Yeah, they begrudgingly gave him a pass for the first Obamacare ruling. Right? What do you think? Obama Care and John Roberts, the inside story. Wow. Chief Justice John Roberts flipped, they say. Roberts changed his Supreme Court vote. right? Forbes even has an article. The inside story on how Roberts changed his Supreme Court vote, says Forbes. Right? What do you think of that? See, when you put the news together, you kind of go, wow. Now, we were told over and over and over that the Donald was going to put good, honest, hardworking people on the Supreme Court. By golly, we were going to be overturning Roe versus Wade, for heck's sakes. How close are we on that, folks? Huh? I got news for you. It isn't going well. I don't see the Supreme Court truly taking on the Supreme Court issues we thought that they were. Do you? I don't see it. I don't really see it at all. It's amazing to me what we see in this landscape. We literally doubled down and we had big media ops telling you how the horrible Supreme Court justices are going to get remade under Donald. They're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. I want to know, do you see a solid effort by the Supreme Court to bring us back to our roots? What do you see, folks? Do you see more freedom under the Donald? I don't. I think it's a bunch of baloney. I think on one hand, they talk big. But I'm telling you right now, I don't see the solutions in Washington at all. Gallup released a new poll. America's most stressed, worry, and anger rising, says the headline. A third of the world is stressed, a new report finds, by Josh Hafner. They say people are more worried right now than they have been at most points during the last decade. Julie Ray, a Gallup editor, said a place called Chad, where the saddest and most stricken population is, Americans are worse off than that. All of the most top 10 most positive nations are in Latin America, save one. Wow. It's in Indonesia. Wow. Anyway, I can go into it, but there's a new Gallup poll that's basically saying Americans are really, really, really struggling. Maybe we work too much and we're too tied up in politics. Maybe we're too tied up in being deceived by the people and played for suckers by all sides of the aisle. America's most stressed and worried, anger is rising. Donald delayed that anger because people thought he was going to get something done. But now that we realize he's played us for suckers, the anger is going to increase exponentially. I pray that it does not. I pray for peace. I follow the Prince of Peace. But I'm telling you, it isn't looking good for the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. Our prayers are for her. Our prayers are we the people turn to Almighty God. It is about protecting life, liberty, and property, and promoting God, family, and country. And I'm disappointed in the Donald because I see a flat-out 180 about-face going on before our very eyes. We have less freedom than when Donald took office, I'll promise you that. Sad to say, but true. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? We declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. God save the Republic of the United States of America.